This is News Radio 620 KTAR Phoenix.
You touch a key and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Howdy, all. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle, and a cast of thousands.
Yeehaw!
Y'all.
He said howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. It's time for the Computer Corner once again, where we talk to you about your technology.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oops, I thought that was a whip.
Oh.
I was going to
whip it good?
Something like that.
We're going to whip it into shape?
We'll see about that.
Go
we talk about technology as I kindly interrupted you.
Try to detect it. I don't think it's too late, is it?
To whip it?
I think we had to whip it good today because we're talking about, in particular, all y'all that got those new fancy digital cameras, and you've done three things. You've turned it on, you've taken a picture, and you've downloaded those pictures. You've not explored any of the buttons, you've not played with anything, you've not done anything other than let all the automatic stuff do its automatic stuff. And then you just live with the quality of the images.
And today we're going to talk about not necessarily always being so automatical.
Righto. What do those buttons do on your camera?
Maybe you want to take those pictures that you took and do something other than view them on the screen. Maybe you want to print them. We're going to talk about some of the cool printers out there that'll give you better than just an inkjet image. Some things that'll not only look better, but they could be passed off as photos you got from the developer lab if you want to spend a few bucks on a couple of printers that'll do the job.
Slight changes to how you take images with your digital camera can make dramatic improvements in the output. So we're going to give you some of those tips. And, of course, as usual, we have all of the resources that we want to share with you on how you can edumacate yourself on our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and look underneath the brief overview of this week's show. You'll see the resources section. On the right-hand side towards the top, you'll see the audio archives. And if you click back on previous shows, you'll see the ability to click on a link and listen to any previous show on demand. And coming soon, yes, I know we keep saying it, we will have the podcasts. We just want to make sure everything's perfect before we launch it, so bear with us on that.
Because we're like that.
We want to also remind you the fine folks at Gold Circuit Incorporated are our hosts. Our sponsors.
That's what they are. They make the show possible.
Yes.
And they make your business safety and security possible.
Yes.
And what am I talking about? Not just like a guy or like a rent-a-cop to stand out front. No,
no.
We're talking about, you got to get rid of that old technology. You got to dispose of it. You want to do it properly, safely, but most importantly, you want to make sure all your customers' information, your trade secrets, the things you designed, all the stuff that's proprietary to you, the important stuff that makes your business, and no one else's.
Make sure it goes bye-bye before that.
You want to make sure it's gone for sure, and these are the guys to do it for you. You can reach them online, of course, at goldcircuit.com, or you can call them using the analog method on the telephone, 480-829-0404.
And we're going to convert from analog to digital because it is all about digital imagery, digital photography, digital camera tips and tricks and ideas, and some other suggestions on what to do once you take the picture and how to manage those images, and easy ways to catalog them, to take out the red eye. I mean, there's a bunch of great
stuff.
Take out
the round eye?
Round eye.
How do you take out the round eye?
Round eye?
The round eye removal? Automatic round eye reduction.
Reduction.
I'm going to run down the communication methods for you before we have to take a quick break here.
Why not?
The phone, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR outside of the Phoenix area. It's 1-800-564-5827. Of course, the digital method online at datadoctors.com. Look for the links on the right-hand side of the radio show page to ask a question and or make a suggestion. And then there's always the fallback, if nothing else works and you can't get through method, which is smoke signal. We'll be looking out the window from kind of the Uptown Studios looking north. So unless you're in that area, we're not going to see those smoke signals.
There is also the alternative of telekinesis. And you know what I'm talking about if you have it. And if you don't, you don't have to worry.
You didn't
about
have to say it. They knew what you were meaning.
Well, that's
right?
True. Well, just in case they didn't have it turned on yet. So that's how it works. We're going to spend the majority of our just flapping our gums time talking about that. Obviously, your input into these, either into the theme of the show or just in general, you know, whatever it is that we are helping you with, the hope is that we will help many others that are listening. So if you've experienced something with your digital camera that you felt was particularly interesting or particularly not interesting, if you have a recommendation of what to or what not to buy, if you have a recommendation on image editing software, if you have recommendations on photo sharing websites, anything. You know, you folks out there have spent a lot of time with your digital cameras. Share your hard work and learning with others. That's the whole point of this here show.
1.86 hours of pure technology entertainment and maybe some education.
How did you do the math on that?
No, I just guessed. It may or may not be accurate. Who knows? Somebody will probably correct us on that, too. And you can do that at 602-277-5827. If you know what an hour and 40 minutes converts to in a decimal, you let us know.
6-7.
I don't know. Who knows?
Two-thirds.
We got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, your calls, your questions later on in the show, our Geek Speak of the Week. And, of course, all you ever wanted to know about digital photographs. How do I email those things to those people I want to email them to? They're always too big. What do I do?
You stay tuned.
Saturday.